Salesforce announced its Q4 fiscal 21 revenue and earnings last night. And as expected, they had another strong year and strong quarter. And there's a lot of details that they covered during the earnings call, whether it was Benioff or Gavin Patterson, Amy Weaver, who, by the way, this was her first earnings call as CFO. And there were some great comments by Bret Taylor as well. We'll get to those in a minute, but let's look at some of the numbers. So for the quarter, Q4, the revenue grew 20% year over year, coming in at $5.8 billion. When you look at the full year perspective, they are now a $21 billion company from a revenue perspective, 21.25 to be precise, 24% growth, right? And they talked about this, you know, the impressive thing about that is, you know, obviously the pandemic and their ability to navigate through that and still put up 24% growth. They talked about how they were set up ahead of the pandemic and how they actually go to market. And they talked about their products themselves, relying on their own products, enabled them to be successful. You know, in fact, Benioff said, you know, I don't think we would have survived, that's a pretty strong word, as a business without our sales cloud. Let's get back into the numbers. So from a cloud perspective, right? Sales cloud, $5.2 billion for the year, up 13%. Service cloud, $5.4 billion, up 20%. Salesforce platform and other, $6.3 billion, up 40%. In fact, that's still their biggest driver of revenue. You know, it's really important to remember. You think Salesforce, think sales cloud, service cloud, their platform and other unit actually is their biggest, and it's posting 40% growth numbers. That's important to pay attention to. And then lastly, marketing and commerce cloud, $3.1 billion for the year, up 25%. I mentioned they had a strong quarter. We're going to get into some of the things that they mentioned, things that customers need to pay attention to that they said in terms of moving forward. But here's some other key numbers. Number one, they're raising their full year fiscal 2022 revenue guidance by $200 million, right? So they're projecting they're going to be almost a $26 billion company this time next year, 25.75, which would be 21% growth. Now, it's important that includes, and it's subjective to closing the Slack deal, because that would pull in about $600 million into next year or the fiscal 2022. They've also raised their Q1. So what we're sitting in right now, which ends in April, they raised that by $170 million to come in at about $5.89 billion, which would be 21% growth. Also, it's important when you think about Salesforce or any cloud vendor, you got to think about that, you know, the deferred revenue, right? For them, the remaining performance obligation, right? Future revenue under contract that hasn't been recognized yet. So that could be the year two, the year three, or if you did a 5-year deal, the fourth and fifth year. That number right now for Salesforce is $36.1 billion. It's up 17%. So again, when you think about your deals with Salesforce, yes, that upfront revenue, of course, matters. But year two, year three, that matters as well, right? And there's a lot of deals out there that, you know, we come across and have these conversations with our clients, and they talk about, well, our pricing, you know, went up slightly, or they committed to caps on our pricing that was going up over the term. Well, that's not good enough. But that's also helping Salesforce put up $36.1 billion remaining performance obligation numbers of 17% growth. The other number, last number I want to give before I get into some of the particular things that were mentioned is $50 billion. $50 billion. That's the new target. Benioff put it out there as he always does. He talks about the future, which I get it. But that target has now been set for 2026. To put that in perspective, what he is saying is that they're more than doubling their revenue in 5 years. It's a pretty aggressive target. Obviously, the way in which they're projecting, if you think about that remaining performance obligation, you think about the size of the deals that we see and come across, that's definitely attainable. And the thing is, the marker's been put out there. So how are they going to achieve that? Well, obviously, they're going to rely on their customer base, right? And Gavin Patterson, Chief Revenue Officer, spoke about the pipeline. He said the pipeline is very strong. He talked about the fact that it actually built on top of itself. It built over the year. And it's continuing building, right? So he's talking about like right now. That's why they're raising their Q1. The interesting thing is, he used some interesting words. Of course, he's talking to the investment community. Maybe not the customers, but the investment community. He'd say, you'd be delighted to hear that they're investing significantly in terms of our direct sales force to take advantage of that demand. Now, listen, of course, again, they're a publicly traded company. We all know that, right? And on these earnings calls, he's talking to the investment community. And of course, they're delighted to hear that, right? Now, if you're a customer, maybe you have a different perspective of that. You understand that they obviously need to make investments in the sales, right? That's how it works. You know, the businesses that we work with, they have salespeople as well. But significantly delighted to hear, you know, ultimately, I think the customers that I speak to, they would rather hear significantly investing in R&D, right? Or significantly investing in their own relationships, right? Like staying with me after the deal is cut, putting investments from a consulting perspective, making investments in, again, innovating to a way that matters to their customer base. And I'm not suggesting, again, I have no skin in this game. I don't make product recommendations. You know, I hear wonderful things about their products. That's not my point. My point is, you know, if you're a customer, you need to continue to push Salesforce. Put comments like that in front of them when you don't feel like you've received the full value that you've expected from Salesforce, right? This is the opportunity, right? Listen and incorporate that into your conversations. The other thing that was interesting is Benioff and Gavin talked about access. So in a lot of ways, the pandemic has actually given them more access, right? The level of access in within organizations, the B2B sales that they do is actually up, right? Benioff talked about you don't have to get an airplane, you don't have to get in a car, you don't have to meet for breakfast or lunch or dinner, the time that's involved in that. You have immediate access. Okay. Well, that access that you're giving as a customer, you should be expecting things in turn. Benny, I've talked about these great sales executives that have highly customized presentations and demonstrations for the needs. Make sure you're actually getting that, right? Make sure that you're not getting just a standard deck. Or push Salesforce, bring that comment up. If you don't feel like it's being customized, if you don't feel like you're getting the value from your product, if you don't feel like the product is being innovated the way that it should, bring these up, bring these comments up, right? Make Salesforce align with what their executives are saying. And the last key thing, before I talk about Slack, I do want to talk about Slack for a second before I end here. You have to remember, right? Customer 360. You know, Benioff made it a point to mention the fact that, look, our customers aren't interested in the discrete cloud. So they're not interested in just being a sales cloud customer, right? They sell the customer 360 platform. Obviously, that's what the CEO cares about as well, right? He's looking for, or she is looking for productivity, improvement, innovation, right? They're looking for Salesforce to connect all those dots and drive that to their business, not a singular solution. So this isn't anything new. You've experienced it yourselves if you're a Salesforce customer, I'm sure. But force Salesforce again to speak to how the customer 360 is actually going to unlock value versus, you know, just thinking of it as a, well, we have this nice chart here with this circle and it all kind of, well, how does it actually work for me? How does adopting all of these pieces to the puzzle, if I were to do that, how is it actually going to be more beneficial for, and what if it's not? Which I guess is a nice way to segue to Slack, right? Benioff made it a point, makes sense. He talked about, again, products that they're of their own that they're using that got them through the pandemic. He mentioned Service Cloud has been used with Slack, right? Because, you know, they own that solution now. He talked about that actually improved their performance. But then he made it a point, he quickly merged. Once that merger is approved, they're going to continue to build Slack into more of their products. So expect this. Expect this to be the focus of your conversations, right? Expect a heavy, heavy push. Obviously, they want to justify the acquisition, but they're going to talk about Slack, going back to that customer 360, right? The operating system, the ability to improve productivity, enabling success from anywhere. That's what Slack, that's the pitch. So expect this to come. And again, it could be of value. You could already be using Slack. That's not my point. My point is you need to make sure that words become actual, lead to actual results. So when you make a pitch, Salesforce, hold them accountable. If you make an investment, a commitment in them, which by the way includes not only the dollars up front, but long and ongoing, which they know, expect more from Salesforce. They're saying they have the ability to make more significant investments, but they're putting it in sales. They're talking about increasing their access. Great, I'm giving you it, give me something back. They're talking about customer 360 platform and the integration of Slack and how it's going to make things, organizations more productive and more successful, like they themselves over the pandemic. But what if it doesn't happen? Force those conversations to be had. So again, strong year, strong quarter, expect more, $50 billion target now. Continue, though, to prepare appropriately for your conversations with Salesforce. Obviously, prepare for your renewals well in advance. You know, this idea that 3 months before is plenty of time, that's gone. Enforce Salesforce to continue to be a partner after pen goes to paper.